Hello again, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
We're really excited that you came back for another episode. This week, we are going to feature, actually, from a listener suggestion. Who, tell us about our listener.
Natalie.
This comes from Natalie, and we are really excited to feature... all things birds trivia today. The dad is a really big fan of bird watching in the backyard. We have a number of feeders.
I should have gave the questions.
We have a number of feeders in the backyard. We love watching birds. I have this fantastic app that we'll talk about later about identifying bird sounds. It's pretty cool. And before we begin birds trivia, we are going to do this week's fan question of the week. This week's question comes from a listener named Jameson, and Jameson has a question for us, so let's turn it over to him.
Hi, my name is Jameson from Deep Here, Wisconsin, and my question is, One World Trade Center was built to this specific height for a symbolic reason. What is that height?
Okay, what is the height of One World Trade Center?
You say yours first.
I'm going to say 2,000 feet.
My guess is 1,776 feet.
Oh, why is that?
1776.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that kind of makes sense. I could see that. Okay. Well, let's turn it back over to Jameson for the answer.
The answer is 1,776 feet, the year that the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Oh, there you go. You got it. Nice yep. job. Very good. Yeah, that makes total sense. So it's kind of cool. It's symbolic. That's very neat. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for Jameson for logging on to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and leaving us that question.
Thank you, Jameson.
And we encourage all of you to do the same thing. We would love to hear more from you and feature your questions on an upcoming episode. All right, and we are going to move right along to birds trivia. These are the easiest questions that we can come up with. This round is called...
the Trivia Tots.
All right, here we go. Trivia Tots, question one. What color is Big Bird from Sesame Street?
Yellow
is correct. Big Bird is one of my favorite characters from Sesame Street. Do you have a favorite character?
Oscar
the Grouch. I feel like Oscar the Grouch is a very famous and popular pick as a favorite character. Yep. I just like Big Bird because he was so much taller than everybody else. He's huge if you look at him in size compared to everybody else. But yeah, I really like him. Question two. Which famous cartoon bird is always being chased by Wile E. Coyote?
Roadrunner.
The Roadrunner is correct. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
I also really enjoy I think that the Wile E. Coyote must have like a credit card to Acme Company because everything is Acme Explosions and Acme Dynamite and Acme everything. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Question three. What tiny bird flaps its wings so fast it can hover like a helicopter?
Hummingbird.
A hummingbird is correct. Have you seen a hummingbird in person?
Yes.
When did you see one?
At grandma and grandpa's house.
Oh, yeah. They do have quite a few, don't they?
Yes.
I think your other grandpa was talking about how he has a bunch too. But yeah, you got to put them in. You got to put out like a sugar water. I think that's what the hummingbirds love.
Did you know that they can beat their wings about 100 times per second?
Oh, that's crazy. I did know that they could beat their wings really, really fast. I didn't know exactly how many. That's a really cool thing. Yeah, they're super fast. If you get a chance to see them, I think I recorded one in slow-mo once on my phone. I'll have to go back and find that video. It's a pretty cool video. Question four. What bird is famous for delivering babies in stories and in cartoons?
A stork.
The stork is correct. Now, that would be kind of weird to see birds flying around carrying babies in their mouths.
In a sack.
Like a little cloth sack. And all of a sudden they just drop off the baby. That would, you'd think they would need some kind of protection or something.
Or training.
Yeah. Like the Stork Academy.
Yeah.
They have to go through rigorous training to become storks. Finally, question number five. What black and white bird loves cold weather and can't fly?
Penguins.
Penguins is correct.
Penguins.
I was going to say, I'm glad that you can say penguin. Tell us about that.
So I hope everyone knows who Benedict Cumberbatch, if you don't know, he's a documentary film person.
Well, he's a really famous actor.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's in a documentary.
He made a documentary on penguins, and he couldn't say the word penguin. So he said penguins, and then penguins. Penguins.
Penguins. Pendulums. That's great. And just like that, the Trivia Tots round is all done. We are 5-for-5 with no hesitation. Emmett's doing fantastic. Hopefully you are doing well in the car or at home. But we're going to move on. These questions are about to get a little tougher, so we might lose some of you here. We're going to move on to...
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question six. What kind of bird is featured in a famous breakfast cereal with the slogan, "Follow your nose"?
Toucan Sam.
Toucan Sam is correct. One of my favorite cereal characters.
Mascots.
Yeah, a mascot. Yes.
What's your favorite?
Thank you. I really, really like Tony the Tiger.
Same.
Yeah, he's pretty solid. Count Chocula is kind of a cool dude too.
Captain Crunch.
Now that you mention it, I think Captain Crunch is my favorite. He is. Yes. I don't know what is he, a captain of the SS cereal. So. I don't know what he is a captain of, but I would love to be a part of his crew. He's a really good-looking dude.
One of the greatest cereals of all time.
It really is. Yep. All right, question seven. What bird lays the biggest egg?
Ostrich.
An ostrich is correct. If you've never seen an ostrich egg in person, which I've never seen one in person. Have you seen one?
No.
No, sometimes maybe at like the zoo or something, you might have come across them. But yeah,
ostriches,
they are huge. They can weigh around 3 pounds. An egg that weighs 3 pounds is crazy.
And like, they're also one of the biggest bird babies too.
Yep. Yep. But can you imagine eating an omelet that was 3 pounds?
That's a sumo wrestler meal.
We should try to get an ostrich egg to make an omelet out of it.
Like, yeah.
I think that would be fun. All right. Question eight. What do we call a group of crows?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. Just take a stab at it. Take a guess.
I don't know. Like literally, I do not know.
You're not even going to take a guess. Okay. The answer we're looking for is a murder.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, were you? Oh, man, if only someone had told you to take a guess.
thought of a different word that had the same.
Now, why do you think that? Why do you, why in the world would they call a group of crows a murder?
They murdered birds?
I don't know. Or no? We shouldn't talk about this. We should probably talk about something else. But yeah, I don't know why they would call a group of crows a murder outside of maybe the fact that crows are maybe a little scary.
Yeah.
Like they have they're a scarier blackbird.
Like plague doctors?
Kind of. Question 9. In Disney's The Lion King, what kind of bird is Zazu?
A toucan?
A toucan is very close. It is very similar, but incorrect. The answer we are looking for is a hornbill. He is a hornbill.
Who knows that? No one. No one.
I bet you someone knows it. I wonder if any of our listeners know it. What listeners?
An unemployed Lion King lover that watches too many Lion King movies.
Why do they have to be unemployed?
I don't know why.
I think if we have a listener out there who knew the hornbill answer, I want you to log on to Dad Lad Trivia on either Facebook or on Instagram and send us a message, because we want to know who you are, and preferably if you have a job. That would be even better. Yes. All right. Question 10. What superhero is named after a bird and is Batman's sidekick?
Robin.
Robin is correct. Did you know that Robin was the first official DC sidekick?
No.
Yeah. Like they were no sidekicks before Robin.
He's the most famous.
And yeah, I would say so. He is probably the most famous sidekick, I would think. Like the Batman and Robin like are spoken together quite often. But yeah, the developers and the people, not the developers, I should say the artists and the creators, they wanted to name Robin after Robin Hood from the stories.
But he's not a sidekick.
Yeah, that's true. But I think that was like that was who they were trying to pay homage to, was Robin Hood. I don't think Robin Hood needed to be a sidekick in order to name a sidekick after him. All right. And with that, the Mind Move Around is brought to a close. And you know what that means, folks. It is my favorite time of every episode, where we have to put on all of our protective gear, put in your mouth guards, tie your hair back, double notch your shoes, zip your coat all the way up to the top, button it, make sure that your sleeves are rolled down and your tray tables are in the upright and stored position, because we're about to make the toughest questions available on the internet for bird trivia. Are you ready?
Yes.
We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11. What is a baby swan called?
A duckling?
A duckling is a fantastic guess, but incorrect. I wish I could give you a clue, but I can't, because it really has nothing to do with swans or birds or anything. That a swan, baby swan, is called a cygnet.
What?
Yep. What? Cygnet. Now, I do know that is a relatively common thing. I bet you there's a listener out there who knew cygnet. But again, if you knew cygnet too, let us know. And also let us know what your profession is.
Why? Why?
I'm just trying to prove that you can have a job and still have useless trivia knowledge.
Okay, I get it now.
Question 12. Which bird is the state bird of 7 U.S. states and is known for its beautiful singing?
A songbird. Wait, that's a type of bird.
Yeah, be a little more specific.
Robin.
Good guess. A robin is incorrect. The bird we are looking for is one of my favorite birds, the northern cardinal. Very good. Yes, I love cardinals.
Wait, doesn't that mean I got it right?
Well, you...
Last second.
After I told you that it was wrong. I'll give you a three-quarters credit. Enjoy that three-quarters. Yes. But yes, I love cardinals. They are fantastic to look at. They're bright red. I especially love them when they're little as well. They're fun to watch grow up, but they come to our feeders all the time and I really enjoy them because I'm an old man and like watching birds. All right, question 13. Which bird has the largest wingspan of any living bird?
A bald eagle.
A bald eagle is incorrect. The bird we're looking for is an albatross.
Oh, yeah.
An albatross, or more specifically, a wandering albatross. Not an albatross that knows its way. It must be wandering.
Very specific.
Did you know that an albatross's wingspan can be about 12 feet long?
Huh?
12 feet. That is a huge bird. Like, I would run in fear of an albatross.
That's like 2 times your height.
About. It's pretty wild. Two of me stacked up is the bird's wingspan. Question 14. What ancient extinct bird is considered the link between dinosaurs and modern birds?
The chicken.
Oh, the chicken. I like the guess. I like where your head's at. Got to go a little further back. The answer we're looking for is an Archaeopteryx. An Archaeopteryx.
But now it's the most closest thing that we have to a dinosaur.
The chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, the current. Yeah, because the Archaeopteryx are gone. They're extinct. But yeah, I think the chicken is pretty close. But yeah, so they found Archaeopteryx remains in what is now Germany and in Spain. And so it's kind of crazy because they call it the missing link. Like that's like its nickname because it was a carnivore with teeth, but it had wings and feathers and also dino claws. So, and like a long bony tail. It had like everything. It was a dino birdosaur. Like
when was this around?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Like the 1580s or something like that.
I think it was further back than like the 1580s or 150 million years ago.
I don't even know what century that is.
The late Jurassic period. Yes. Or the 1500s. You know, it's all the same. That's good.
And like chickens have been around more.
I don't think so. I don't believe so. Question 15. The last question. What bird is the fastest animal on Earth when diving?
I don't know.
Use your vast bird knowledge and take a guess.
Albatross. I literally do not know.
An albatross is a great guess. It was on the top of your brain, but no, incorrect. All right. We are looking for a peregrine falcon. The peregrine falcon.
Forgot about that.
Do you know what like family of animals the falcons are from? Do you know what they call those birds?
The Atlanta Falcons?
What? No. Do you like, I think we're, are, am I asking for the genus? Like the family of animals. Do you know what falcons are? Hawks are the same. Eagles are the same. Do you know what they call them? They're called raptors.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And so a peregrine falcon is crazy. So first, like I did a little bit of research on these. Peregrine falcons, their name comes from peregrinus in Latin, which means wandering. And it's no secret that a peregrine falcon has a huge like area that it covers and can hunt and do all kinds of things. But when a peregrine falcon is like flying normal, it flies at about 55 miles an hour. So like about as fast as a car. When it sees something it wants to dive for, it can reach speeds over 200 miles an hour.
That's as almost as fast as a Lamborghini.
Isn't that crazy? Like can you imagine a bird diving at you at 200 miles an hour?
You're just going on your morning walk and then you see just something just dive bombing right at you.
I'd run for my life at that point. Yep. And that's going to do it for bird trivia. I learned quite a bit here doing this. I really enjoy it. I knew I liked birds, but this kind of solidifies even more love for birds. What do you think? Yeah. Did you learn anything here?
That a peregrine falcon can dive up to 200 miles per hour.
It's pretty wild, man. Yeah, absolutely. Well,
now I need to get you. Now I know what to get you for Father's Day.
A peregrine falcon?
A bird nerd shirt.
Oh, I thought you were going to get me a falcon. You know that falconry is a thing, right?
Yes.
Yes, like they can train birds
experienced?
And stuff. I am not. I have zero interest in becoming a falconer.
Then why did you ask me, oh, I want a falcon for Father's Day?
Well, no, you said, I know what I'm going to get you. And I just assumed that it was going to be a falcon based on we were talking about falcons.
How much? I don't know. I'm not going to make you look up how expensive peregrine falcons could be.
I wonder if you could even buy one. I don't know. That's a good question for another episode of Strange Things You Can Buy Trivia.
The black market.
Maybe at Costco. Do you think you can buy falcons at Costco with your gold bars?
What gold bars? Can you trade in your Parmesan wheel?
If you haven't listened, you should go back and listen to the Costco episode.
Yes.
All right. We got to wrap this thing up, buddy. We wanted to say thank you to everybody who logs on to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and leaves us a speakpipe for the fan question of the week. We would love for you to do the same so we can feature you on an upcoming episode. Also, if you enjoy this and want to get a little bit more content from us, find us on social media at Instagram and on Facebook at dadladtrivia. We'd love to see you there. Send us a message if you ever have any ideas about future episodes or anything that you want to communicate to us. That's a great way to do it. We also have some live events coming up on June 22nd. That's a Sunday at Zambaldi Beer in Green Bay, Wisconsin at 3:00. And we also have another event on July 20th. That's another Sunday at Cycling Brews for live family trivia. We're going to be recording an episode as well as doing another whole round of trivia with the audience. Come out, meet us, check it out. It's all fun. Free and a really good time. So we'd love to see you at our live events coming up. Also, the last thing, if you enjoyed this episode, please log on to whatever app you're listening on and leave us a review. Maybe write us a nice little comment and tell your friends about us. We've been seeing some really nice growth in the podcast lately, and we'd love to keep the momentum going. So thank you for all of those likes and reviews and shares. We really appreciate it. All right. Well, thank you again for listening each and every week. We wouldn't do this without you. We hope you enjoy the rest of your week. See you later.
Alligators.